ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 25. Do you remember the Japanese grammar you've learned in this series?
Jessie desu. Jessie here.
Konnichiwa, Naomi desu. Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Thank you as always for joining us for our Absolute Beginner series. Naomi.
Yes?
This is our last lesson in this Absolute Beginner series. Can you believe it?
You're right. Lesson 25. Wow, we are already at the end.
Thank you, everyone, for listening all the way through. Okay, so we have to make this last lesson a good one.
Yes.
Okay, so in the last lesson, we learned how to ask how to say something in another language. For example,
washing machine wa nihongo de nan desu ka?
What's washing machine in Japanese? And in this lesson, we're going to do a review of what we've learned in the past 25 lessons.
We've covered a lot of material in this series.
We definitely have. And now it's time to stop and review and see how far you've come.
So, Jessie, what's happening in the conversation?
It looks like Taylor, Masato, and Kaori are at home having a conversation. Taylor is telling Masato and Kaori about his upcoming plans. Okay, let's have a listen to the conversation.
どうして？
僕の妹の結婚式があります。
おめでとうございます。いいですね。いつ行きますか？
6月です。
へえ、ちえみさんも行きますか？
はい、サラも行きます。マトリーも行きます。
マトリーも？すごい。
その後、日本に行きます。
本当？やったー。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
来年、メキシコに行きます。僕の妹の結婚式があります。
おめでとうございます。いいですね。いつ行きますか？
6月です。
へえ、ちえみさんも行きますか？
はい、サラも行きます。マトリーも行きます。
マトリーもすごい。
その後、日本に行きます。
本当？やったー！
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
来年、メキシコに行きます。
I'm going to Mexico next year.
どうして？
Why?
僕の妹の結婚式があります。
My little sister is getting married.
おめでとうございます。
Congratulations!
いいですね。
That's nice.
いつ行きますか？
When are you going?
6月です。
In June.
へえ、ちえみさんも行きますか？
Neat. Is Chiemi going too?
はい、サラも行きます。
Yes, Sarah will also go.
マトリーも行きます。
Muttley will go too.
マトリーも？すごい！
Muttley too? Wow.
その後、日本に行きます。
After that, we'll go to Japan.
本当？やったー！
Really? Yay!
Yay!
So Taylor's going to Mexico.
Yes, for his younger sister's wedding.
Ah, that's so nice. Mm. His wife Chiemi, his daughter Sarah, and even the dog Muttley are going.
The entire family.
Yes, what a trip. And then after that, he reveals his plans to visit where, Naomi?
Nihon, or Japan.
Yep, he'll be visiting Japan after that. They sound pretty happy to hear that.
Yes, Masato says, Honto? Yatta!
Which is like, really? Yay! So it looks like they're looking forward to that. Okay, Let's look at some other vocabulary we saw in this lesson. Naomi, we actually had quite a few new words here, didn't we?
We did. The first word is 来年.
Next year. Taylor was talking about what he was going to do next year.
Right. He said, 来年 メキシコに 行きます.
I'm going to Mexico next year. For more of these kinds of words that describe time, please check out the lesson notes. We've added a bunch of different ones in there. The next word?
This one is a phrase. おめでとうございます.
おめでとうございます. And this means congratulations.
Yes, おめでとうございます. You can say it anytime there's a reason to celebrate.
Right. Wedding, graduation, anything like that, right?
Right. This is a polite phrase to congratulate someone.
Masato said it to Taylor when he mentioned that his sister was getting married.
Right. おめでとうございます.
Okay, and then what did he say after he said that?
Our next phrase. いいですね.
いいですね. Like, that's great, or how nice. This phrase is so helpful to have in your vocabulary.
Yes. Anytime someone tells you something that sounds nice or some kind of good news, you can say, いいですね.
いいですね. Again, close to, that's great, or how nice.
Exactly.
What do we have next?
6月.
And this means June. Now, in lesson 17, we learned the numbers, right? To say the names of the months, all you need to do is take the number of the month and add gatsu.
So January would be 1-1 plus gatsu. 1月.
Right, and February would be 2-2 plus gatsu. 2月. And it continues on like that. We've put the rest of them in the lesson notes, so please check those out as well.
Yes, please do.
And also, check out the lesson notes for any other vocab words from this dialogue, since we weren't able to cover them all here. Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, we'll review three different grammar points that we've learned in this series. Naomi, what's the first one we're going to cover?
The first one is talking about inanimate objects. Item, place, or event があります.
Which means there is item, place, or event.
In the dialogue, Taylor is talking about his sister's wedding. He says, 僕の妹の結婚式があります.
Okay, there was a lot of information there. First, remember that this word の shows possession.
Right. So, 僕の妹 is my little sister. 僕の妹の結婚式 is my little sister's wedding.
Right. And after that, we have があります. So all together, one more time.
僕の妹の結婚式があります.
Literally, my little sister's wedding, there is. So that's his reason for visiting Mexico. Okay, let's do a quick practice. Let's say there is a party this weekend. You're telling someone that there is a party. Naomi, the word for party is?
Party.
Yep, just like that. So listeners, there's a party would be? Okay, if you said,
パーティーがあります.
You are correct. All right, what's the next point we're going to review?
The next one is talking about going somewhere. Place に行きます.
Which means I or someone else is going to place. Place に行きます.
Taylor says, 来年メキシコに行きます.
I'm going to Mexico next year. Okay, so that's place に行きます. Let's give one more example.
Okay. Jesse, are you going somewhere next year?
Ah, me? Yes. 来年アメリカに行きます. Next year, I'm going to the US. Well, I go every year, but...
Good example sentence. 来年アメリカに行きます.
Okay, so now listeners, are you ready to do one?
Let's try one. How about next year, I'm going to Japan?
That sounds good.
Listeners, please say, next year, I'm going to Japan in Japanese.
For a hint, remember that next year is 来年 and Japan is 日本. Naomi, the answer is?
来年日本に行きます.
来年日本に行きます. Sounding good. So again, that's place に行きます. Hopefully this is all coming back to you. Naomi, what's our next and last point?
Question words.
In the lesson notes PDF for lesson 13, we introduced question words such as
いつ,
when,
どこ,
where, and so on. In this lesson, we'll look at making sentences using いつ, when.
Right. We'll learn how to say when will you go or when will you eat in Japanese.
In that case, our sentence structure would be いつ plus verb plus か, and that translates to when are you or someone else going to do verb. Let's see an example.
Sure. For example, if you want to say when are you going, you'd say when, いつ, verb, 行きます, followed by か. So altogether, いつ行きますか?
Which means, when are you going? And that's the example we saw in the dialogue. One more time.
いつ行きますか?
Listeners, repeat after Naomi. When are you going?
いつ行きますか?
Okay, now listeners, let's try one. Can you ask the question, when are you going to eat?
Remember that when is いつ and eat is 食べます.
Okay, Naomi, the answer is
いつ食べますか?
When are you going to eat? Wow, well, Naomi, that was certainly a lot of information, wasn't it?
I agree. I hope we didn't overwhelm the listeners.
Remember, listeners, that you'll find a lot more information and detailed explanations in the lesson notes. I can't stress enough how helpful those will be to you. So please be sure to read through those as well. And Naomi, that's going to end this lesson and this series.
Yes, that concludes our 25 Absolute Beginner Lessons.
We really hope that you've enjoyed this journey into Japanese and that you found the lessons helpful.
Same here. I think in 25 lessons, they've come really far.
Definitely. Be sure to let us know if you have any questions, and we hope to see you throughout the other lessons.
ありがとうございます. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for listening, and hope to see you all soon.
Bye, everyone.
どうして?僕の妹の結婚式があります。おめでとうございます。いいですね。
いつ行きますか?
6月です。へえ、ちえみさんも行きますか?
はい、サラも行きます。マトリーも行きます。マトリーも?
すごい。その後、日本に行きます。
本当?やったー!